The communities we belong to should encourage us to be both better humans and whole humans through service, connection, and play. Religious communities especially can provide such a landscape for holistic growth. I am relieved that the religious communities I'm connected with today encourage this search for wholeness. My earliest religious communities were not always as supportive. When I was 13 at the First Baptist Church of Ormond Beach, Florida, I felt pressured in Sunday school to believe in the literal teachings of the Bible. One Sunday, we were asked to agree without questioning the stories of Genesis, and in particular about the creation of the earth, that it was created in 7 days. Trying on this idea, sitting with it, listening to the others in the class, it didn't feel right to me. When I asked my teacher if the term day could be interpreted to mean a very long period of time, he said no. You see, I was very much into science at 13, especially astronomy. Staying up late, I'd be in a lawn chair in my backyard watching lunar eclipses and meteor showers and imagining traveling to Alpha Centauri, our nearest solar system. Carl Sagan had recently told a different story on his television program, Cosmos. He described an evolutionary process that took billions of years, not 7 days. I can appreciate the story of Genesis as allegory, but I could not believe in its literal truth. And the facts I learned in science class and from people I admired, like Dr. Sagan, gave me the confidence to refute the teachings of my Sunday school teacher in front of the class. If only I could find that courage today sometimes. Taking that path and following that star, there was no going back, at least with that community. Rather than be asked to have the same beliefs, Unitarian Universalism invites its members to accompany one another on a spiritual journey. We are bound by voluntary covenants and guided by shared principles and sources. This is no narrow road, no tiny tent, but rather a faith tradition that acknowledges that both we and the universe are still evolving, that God, if you will, is still speaking. This big tent view is in our very name and woven through our history. Some of the strength of UUism comes from the combination of these two streams, Unitarianism and Universalism. The stream of Unitarianism brings covenantal community and congregational authority, while the stream of Universalism gives us individual religious authority and an understanding that there are many valid paths of faith. The third and fourth principles of Unitarian Universalism speak to this too. They are promoting an acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth, and a free and a responsible search for truth and meaning. These core values, like stars to early navigators, guide us all toward wholeness. In this community, as a UU, I have the freedom and support to ask questions, to doubt, and to wonder. I don't have to go along to belong. The big tent of UUism has a place for our whole selves, and doesn't expect us to be static and unchanging, but dynamic and alive, just like the universe we inhabit.